A listener named Justin is on the phone for a second date update today, and his email said that the worst possible thing happened on his first date.
Uh-oh.
So I'm assuming maybe he ordered a hot tea, and they brought him an iced tea.
What? That's...
You know how that goes.
It gets
so awkward after that, and then you get up and excuse yourself and go to the restroom to try to collect yourself. And on the way to the restroom, you end up going to the parking lot and grabbing your car and driving it through the front of the establishment.
Whoa.
It happens every time, and that is incredibly awkward. So I'm sorry that happened for you, Justin.
No, it's actually worse.
Yeah, worse than
getting an iced tea when you ordered a hot tea? Wow.
If you can believe it.
What could possibly be worse than that? I guess we'll get to that in a second.
No way.
Wow.
First, tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name is Naomi.
And where'd you meet her?
A dating app.
Okay.
And she seems really pretty and this cute nose.
Cute nose?
Really like a tiny nose.
Like smaller than the normal small nose? Like I'm picturing somebody with barely a nose. Like just,
just two nostrils on your face?
Like a button. Just adorable.
You sound like you're really into the nose, man. Is that a normal thing that you look for in a lady?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Okay.
A nose lover.
You're a nose guy.
Okay.
Well, I'm a face guy, and the nose is sort of like the focal point of the face. It ties the whole thing together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so you liked her nose, and you guys hit it off, and where'd you go on your date?
Well, we went to a nice restaurant, probably nicer than needed for a first date.
Okay.
Okay, so you went to a real expensive, classy restaurant with a woman who has a button for a nose.
Okay. And what was it like when you guys saw each other the first time?
It couldn't have gone any better. And I was having the best time with her. The best date of my life.
Whoa.
Until the table next to us, there was a couple having a romantic dinner themselves. And halfway through our dinner, this guy gets down on one knee and proposes to his fiance.
Wow.
That's so sweet. I can't believe you guys got to witness that. How cool.
How romantic.
Oh, it gets better.
Wait, you don't sound like you're excited about it.
You were upset? You thought she should have said no? Is that what it was? And stormed out?
The restaurant was applauding. Everyone was, you know, clanging their glasses. And with everyone looking at us, the guy leans over and he says, "Hey, this could be you too soon."
Oh
man. All right. So he did make it awkward for you guys.
Why would the guy even comment to you guys?
Well, so I tried to field it, though. I fielded it, and I felt good about it. I had an impulse, so I went with it.
Okay.
What'd you do?
So I said, "Funny you should mention that." Stand up out of my chair, kneel down, and pretended to propose.
What? Why would you do that? What on God's planet would make you do something like that? That is wrong on so many levels.
I was just trying to be funny. I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, real funny. Like, upstage the couple that just got engaged and then make it really awkward between you and your date.
Well, I don't think it would have been, except I got up and I said, "Sorry, guys, just kidding. We're actually on a first date."
Okay, so you admitted that you weren't actually proposing.
Okay, good.
Did people think that was funny?
Yeah, everyone thought it was funny, but now, all of a sudden, every eyeball in the restaurant was on us as a first date in the middle of the room, next to the couple who'd just gotten engaged.
Right, okay.
So
everybody's looking at you. Was your date real awkward after that?
It was excruciating, because it really felt like everyone was paying attention to us. The couple who'd just gotten engaged thought that they should pal around with us, and they tried to buy us dessert. And at the end of the dinner, the manager came over and he says, "Look, if you ever want to come back to the spot of your first date to propose."
Yeah, but you're acting like annoyed. You're the one that set yourself up for that.
I didn't propose to the woman next to me at the other table. That guy did it.
Yeah, but you didn't have to fake a proposal to your first date.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, but you weren't there. I had to make the joke.
I don't know, man. I could just see if I was your date. You don't want to see someone joke about that even. Like, the first time you see a man get down on a knee, you want it to be for real.
Well, I don't know if you get the sense of humor in it.
Okay. Did your date get the sense of humor in it, though? I think that's most important.
I think she did. She laughed. she laughed hard with everybody else. I think it was me saying that it was our first date and that it kind of put us under a microscope for the rest of the evening.
So why do you think all the attention ruined your night?
Because it was like, it felt like we were on display. I mean, you could see the people would like lean over and whisper to each other like while making eye contact with me.
Oh.
And I didn't feel good about the rest of the date, and I think Naomi felt the same way.
So how did it all end with you and Naomi?
With an awkward hug.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So everything went downhill after that fake proposal.
It ended with an awkward hug, and then I kind of reapproached the joke, and this is where I think, Brooke, you're probably right. I went too far because I said, maybe we'll come back one day.
Oh, man, you should not have called back to that joke. You should have pretended like it never happened.
No, that just feels like it's too sincere then. I feel like that makes it then not a joke.
Well, that's why I'm thinking I screwed it up. I mean, I thought it would be funny, and, you know, she didn't really even laugh. And we've texted a little bit, and it's sort of lukewarm. When I asked her if she wants to do anything, I don't really get a response.
Oh, okay. Man. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call your fiancé and get your second date update, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, hang on.